My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Mushrooms, very good for you, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, very, very good.
Love mushrooms.
And you know this show, much better on shrooms.
Do you want to know why Greg likes mushrooms so much?
Why, Sean?
Because they're a bunch of fun guys.
All right.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's the G-O-D. You know, we were talking about the C-O-D. G-O-D. Guest of the day.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Please. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. A beat.
They do argue that because of New Haven.
Yeah, Mystic Pizza.
Well, I don't think Mystic Pizza is in New Haven. That's not.
Oh, really?
No. It's in Mystic.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimy. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Does it look better than Travis Swift's hair looked last night?
Oh, man.
I kind of liked it.
You liked it?
And I kind of liked the handlebar mustache. I thought he looked handsome.
His barber did him dirty in advance of that game last night.
Travis Kelce. Yeah.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Go!
All right. Gillette Stadium and the first Patriots Monday of the regular season. And like the rest of the football world, we find ourselves shocked by what occurred yesterday.
A great weekend.
Did anybody see that happening? Anybody have that?
Wiggy
didn't.
Wiggy did not.
No, Wiggy did not.
I have to take my stunning shades off.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
I have to say, it was the first time I have truly rooted for the Patriots in about 4 years. And it felt so phenomenal. It was old school. It was a team that responded to a coach. It was a cohesive unit without little stupid fights up and down the team. The owner wasn't mad at the coach. The coach wasn't mad at the owner. The coach talked to the quarterback. The team talked to the coach. Everybody was going in one direction, and it was old school Patriots win. It was what we said, Greg. The offense was historically awful last year. If the defense is a top 10 defense and the offense isn't awful,
yeah,
they have a shot.
You have like a true, like in every sense of the word, until he gets hurt, a game manager, game manager of a quarterback, and you have a defense that at least yesterday played really, really well.
Well,
so,
I think that's all our expectations, right? All our expectations were this defense. We didn't know what they were going to be after losing Judon, but we all expected, okay, could they still be a top 10 defense? And this defense looked good. They were able to create turnovers, and your offense ran the football, and you're not asking your quarterback to do much. When you do throw the football, it's short, check down passes. That's it. Maybe you take a shot here and there, but most of the time, it's something short. One read where the quarterback can get the ball out of his hands and make things easy. Now, the issue is going to be what happens when your defense doesn't have that type of performance and you have to score points.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have that performance every week. And for us, when we talked about the offense, we spent so much time just battling about the quarterback situation. We really overlooked Ramondre Stevenson again. And this is another season where he comes in and makes people look.
Right. No, he was excellent yesterday. The offensive line, to me, was the biggest shocker. Mm-hmm. That was the one part that everybody who covered the team said was a dumpster fire. We had the scrimmages where they allowed, what was it, like 15 sacks and 30 dropbacks. And
I allowed one sack yesterday. I mean, I think you still have an issue at left guard, which you have to try to sort out in some way, shape, or form.
Because they had, what was it, Jordan was at...
They brought in Michael Jordan, which was an interesting acquisition, I thought, pregame, but I didn't know it was that Michael Jordan.
Because it was it was lower left tackle. Jordan was at either right guard or left guard, and then the Robinson kid was at the other guard. My biggest thing with the offensive line is I thought they did well enough, you know, protection-wise when they did to drop back and have to throw the football, is if you could continue to keep this up. I think now we're not like this team's going to the playoffs. We're like, all right, when's the Drake May clock start?
Well, yeah. That's you. You've been that way the whole entire time.
Well, what else are we watching the season for?
It's the NFL, man. We saw the Texans last year come out of nowhere. I'm not saying this team's winning playoff games yet, but what about this? Special teams. They didn't miss the guy that created special teams in Bill Belichick. Holy cow. Wow, they actually covered punts, and they had punt returners. What an unbelievable day.
I knew
you
were going to come in here today.
What
and just
a horrible
make it a Bill
day.
Bashing
well,
session.
It was all summer. It was Greg. It was Gresh. It was all summer long. It was mental reps, this and that. Look at all the things they miss. It was how bad this team was going to be because they missed Bill Belichick.
You don't have to dunk on me. I know you came in here waiting to dunk
on me. I'm not dunking. I can't dunk.
Yes, you're trying to dunk.
I'm not dunking at all. It's just such a great day for the people who thought it was Bill. Then they watched Tom leave. Bill wins the Super Bowl. Then Bill leaves and the team plays well. The only thing I will say is that we mocked Jerod Mayo as a region for months.
No, I didn't. There was a lot of people that would say
either,
it was
either.
All about
and
the...
I don't think the show mocked it. The mental reps was a funny...
Yeah, well, the mental reps, yes.
But it was the new attitude thing.
It was 50 days off. It was when he started practice. Why do you have to start practice at noon? It was the off day to go to the community center in Roxbury that Gresh went off about. Everybody was waiting for this team to fall flat on their face and say, it was the coach all along. Then my favorite thing yesterday was, they're all Bill players. Which is rich because I was told Bill didn't pick the players, so you got to figure it out.
The mocking was the vibe down here. That was what the mocking was, the vibe. But, Courtney, you made mention about this all the time, and I think it's spot on. The guys that are playing under Mayo love the way he does things. And I think what happened with Bill, they got
tired of the way Bill did things.
And resented him.
You know, well, I don't know about resent, if that's the correct word, but they just got like, all right, we've missed the playoff the past 2 years. Bill, your way of doing things is starting to rub off on us the wrong way, in the sense that the guys that were still here with Bill. And then when Mayo came in, it was this fresh start in the sense of, like, we don't have this drill sergeant beating down our backs no more. We have a guy with this new vibe. And I think it's all – you could see some of the players enjoy that, how they talk. But let's see what happens when you do hit a little bit of a hiccup. Can you still say, okay, the vibe is still the good thing? We just, you know, what's that look like after a couple losses?
Well, we will get to talk to Gerard Mayo about all of these things and that win yesterday. He will join us here at Gillette Stadium at 8 this morning. And for the first time since we've been coming down here, you can watch this show on Twitch. So hello and good morning, Twitch and YouTube, up and at 'em here bright and early this morning. And Gerard Mayo at 8. And Boomer Esiason will join us at 8:20.
You're doing the show from the place I watch it, the basement.
We are in the bowels of Gillette Stadium.
They did a hell of a job in here, though. Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, they redid everything. This is like this year's version of the lighthouse.
Yeah, right? I love it.
They redid it. It looks beautiful in
it's
here.
Great. And, great lighting.
And we got a lot to talk about this morning.
What a great day.
A lot to talk about. Is that win yesterday more about how good this Patriots team is, or how bad that Bengals team started the season?
I think it could be a little bit of both. I would say how good the Patriots defense is, right? I think our expectations, what did we want to see with this defense? Keon White, spectacular.
2.5 sacks from Keon White.
But
yesterday.
I think it's a little bit of, you know, no T. Higgins, Jamar Chase is just getting back.
Joe Burrow coming back from injury. It was still a road win, though.
Yeah, I'm not taking nothing away from them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you start to look and go, okay, you know, maybe Cincinnati. And I had said this even when I picked Cincinnati for my survivor pool. I don't think Cincinnati's going to be very good.
I think Cincinnati beats the Chiefs this weekend.
Really?
Big bounce back.
Wow.
They are going to come out of nowhere. Joe Burrow played like dog food. Jamar Chase wasn't ready. T. Higgins will be healthy. That is a game. The only team, other than teams with Tom, that beat Patrick Mahomes is Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but that was a different team. Jamar Chase, I don't know. Did he not have the look of, like, I want my money, I don't want to be here? And like, he didn't just look like, when you saw him on the sidelines, you saw his face. It was like they forced him to play.
You got to give some respect to Christian Gonzalez.
Right? No, and I do, but I'm just saying, as the weeks go on, I don't think Jamar Chase is going to be happy that he's playing with no contract.
But yeah, Everybody's going to be watching this Sunday, and guys like Jamar Chase in big games show up.
I think he's a great player, don't get it twisted, but I just feel like he has this look of disappointment, like, I can't believe you guys still haven't paid me yet, and I got to go out here and risk everything, because if he gets hurt, say goodbye to a good portion of that money. But I don't think Cincinnati's going to be as good as we thought they were going to be coming into this season. So I think Kansas City wins this game easily by at least double digits.
Well, there's a lot to talk about, and we will get to all of it with you this morning. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. We are going to get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes this morning from Gillette Stadium. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Tyreek Hill said about being cuffed and stuffed pregame yesterday in Miami, Wiggy.
I was meaning to ask you, Greg, how would you compare the Hill arrests, yours and Tyreek's? Were they similar?
Very different.
Yeah.
I was arrested because I unfortunately had a bag of weed.
Oh.
Not yours, I'm sure.
It was in my dungaree jacket.
Right.
And pulled over. I had some friends with me. This is in high school.
Right.
You know, and a long time ago, Curtis. And we all had to get out of the vehicle, and the officer was searching the vehicle, and then I went to remove the weed from my jacket and throw it under the vehicle, and he unfortunately saw that.
You should have did that before, you were still driving.
I didn't have any experience with that weed.
Right.
I was, I mean, you know. the rough streets of snow.
It's all right.
You don't learn those kind of things on the streets of snow.
Well, now you know this time around.
Yeah. Need a fall guy.
Yeah. And think about that. I mean, now I wouldn't. They'd be like, "Hey,
can I have some?
Can I have some?
Yeah.
How times have changed.
Yeah. They have done that.
I mentioned Gerard Mayo. He will be with us at 8 this morning here at Gillette. Boomer Esiason coming up at 8:20. Courtney has the news at 7:30. Wiggy, you mentioned that you're out when it comes to our survivor pool, and actually 43% of those who were in a survivor pool are also out because they chose the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well,
so
I have to say Courtney and I more than survived this weekend.
Courtney barely survived.
I was nervous.
Yeah,
who'd you pick?
I picked the Bills.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But survive is survive.
Survive and thrive.
Yep.
I will survive, and I was talking more about Boston College Saturday, 56-0. Should have won. They did. Yeah. Great.
What was Notre Dame's score?
16-14. Yeah, they lost at home.
30-point favorites in that game going into it.
I can't tell you the joy that Notre Dame losing brings me. It is indescribable.
My God.
And then I wake up Sunday. It's a perfect day.
Perfect.
Absolutely spectacular. Watch the Pats, and it's like, wow. They could play football without a D-bag on the sideline. It was just sensational. Jeez. What a weekend. Perfect.
I know Greg was happy with your survivor pool pick.
Yeah.
Stomped him.
I know.
That's a curb stomp in there.
Really,
and I guess the biggest question for all you guys, because like I said, for me, it really doesn't matter. I noticed no difference. How'd your boy Brady do?
I caught a little bit of it. Courtney and I were at a wedding over the weekend on Nantucket. And so by the time I got back, I caught the last, half of the second half of that game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing great.
There was a lot of vitriol on the social medias directed at Tom Brady from Greg Olson fans. But give him some time to get into it.
It would be wise for the broadcast to lean into that. So next week, you know, have some of the vitriol ready to go to get Tom going, because he does well when he's questioned.
Yeah,
but
right.
I thought they tried way too hard to bring him in. Aaron Andrews is like, good point, TB. Who's ever called Tom Brady TB?
Right.
I thought it was clunky, but by and large, the reaction was negative, and I didn't think he did great, but hopefully he improves.
Did you think it was worth $40 million or whatever he's making?
Well,
that's a lot of money.
You're worth what anybody's willing to pay you.
Yeah.
But no, I would not pay $40 million.
But you didn't see the same, like, I thought we were going to get the critical Brady of how he sees the game. It was just more of like, and even though I told you that him not being able to interview players or kind of get behind the scenes, it just became, you know, all right. This is a perfect situation for Dallas to bring some heat. That you know, 3rd and 11 or whatever. I think it was like so, just generalized. But to me, it really doesn't matter. They all sound the same to me.
Who's out survivor pool wise at the radio station?
Well, Greg, the only people that lost this weekend were the people that picked the Bengals, and that would be Wiggy, Keith, Justin Turpin, the Twitch producer for the midday show, and Andy Hart.
That's it.
Wow.
Ironic that Andy Hart told me the Patriots would not win a game, loses week one of the Survivor Pool.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't see it coming, man.
No.
Woo!
Wiggy.
Good for them, though. I didn't see that come. Now all of the one sack, now it just keeps pushing I'm just going to keep pushing the narrative. Okay, when are we seeing Drake May? Yank? Listen, if they go to the playoffs, great, but I don't think they're going to do that. They have to shock me again. I want to see now this team, the way their defense is playing, when – is it time to go to Drake May, just so we could see what we got?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about on a Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium. That includes Courtney and what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. Before I get into the Pats game, Shime, Santo just wanted me to pass along. Thank you so much for that Steelers pick that you gave, because he put his money on that and he lost. So pick that didn't hit.
That's what he gets for cherry picking, because Hammer the Shime, the video that I sent you that we tossed up on the old Greg Hill show Instagram account went 8-5. So he just happened to pick one of the. That's what you get for cherry picking. Bet them all.
Everybody has to make 13 bets.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you cherry pick, like, that's gonna happen sometimes. But you know, overall, if you had just bet them all, you would have been up 2.5 units, Curtis.
And you know what? I would like to say something about that video, because I didn't like how people dealt with you or treated you, Shyam, in the comments, because you look phenomenal. And if anybody is going to talk about anybody's weight on the internet, they better be Brad Pitt in his heyday.
Preach.
Like, you better have 0% body fat, and you better be the hottest human being walking.
I wasn't wearing the most flattering clothes, I'll
be
honest.
You looked great. You looked great.
The angle was tough, but it's okay.
Well, yeah. I heard rumblings that you there was something that you were not cherry picking this weekend, and that was the wings on Friday night. I heard that you had a little bit of a relapse, if you will.
Wings on Friday night? What do you mean?
Yeah, Applebee's. You had something like 20.
I did. Yeah, I had a couple wings. I didn't eat them all. I took some home. But
a couple or 20?
Yeah, I got 20. I took some home.
Oh wow. I didn't even know they made 20.
I didn't either.
I thought, was that Friday night or Thursday night?
I don't know. Ken heard it and texted me, so I'll throw him under the bus.
So a bit of a relapse.
Yeah, shout out to Dan Campbell. I saw the 50 cent wings. Had to go try them out myself.
I usually thought it was like a 6 or 12 same. Piece. I didn't know they came with a 20.
No, you can get them in like increments of 5. Had to try a couple different flavors.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great. Hey, don't worry. I did an extra couple sessions at the gym this weekend. I'm not going to.
Nice. Good job, Shine. It's all about balance.
Okay.
It's about balance.
Okay.
The Patriots are 1-0 on the season, taking down Cincinnati 16-10. That drops the Bengals to 1-5 in season openers since 2019. Jacoby Brissett completed 15 of 24 passes for 121 yards. An emotional game for Jacoby. He talked about the emotions leading up to it after the win.
Yeah, man, I think I cried 3 times before the game. Cried when I got to the stadium, cried when Mayo came up to me before the game, and he, like, started laughing. He's like, man, you're about to win us this game. You're about to ball out. And, you know, I had never heard that from a coach, you know what I mean? And that meant a lot to me. And then I cried when I got out there and we were going out there on offense. But, you know, my emotions were definitely high.
And they paid off.
Yeah.
Greg brought it up a little bit, but a wild situation in Miami as Tyreek Hill was detained ahead of the Dolphins game against the Jaguars. But a block from Hard Rock Stadium while driving to the game, he received a citation for reckless driving and driving without a license. But video showed him on the ground with an officer's knee on his back. He still played. He scored an 80-yard touchdown. An officer has been placed on leave while the incident is under review. And we'll get to what Tyreek Hill had to say during They Said It this morning. In college football, BC took down Duquesne 56-0. They now rank 24th in the AP Top 25. The Sox fell to the White Sox yesterday 7-2. The team designated Bobby Dahl back for assignment a few hours before its series finale against Chicago. They now have the Orioles in town, 7-10 first pitch, with Brian Baio getting the start at Fenway tonight. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
Good thing schedule-wise for the White Sox that they got the Red Sox this weekend. So, I mean, that helps them.
Oh, man.
That's pathetic. I mean, 7-2 against the worst team in baseball history.
I mean, they're
history.
Done, right?
Cooked. Done. Yeah.
Barbecue.
That thing is well done.
Yeah.
And do you ever have that feeling when your knee or ankle or any joint feels like bone on bone? It's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Torn ligament, tendon, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at Ortho Laser with a Z, ne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Great start to the day. 54 degrees and clear right now in Boston. Going to be a gorgeous week. Sunny every day, highs in the mid to upper 70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
New England Patriots back in the saddle again, and we are as well. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is the first Patriots Monday of the regular season. And would you believe we're talking about a Patriots win, the first win in week one for the New England Patriots since the 2020 season.
Cam Newton.
And so we'll talk to Gerard Dolphins. Mayo about that at 8 this morning, and we'll talk to Boomer Esiason about week one in the NFL at 8:20 this morning, and we'll talk to you about your outlook on this New England Patriots team. So it probably changed, I'm assuming. I mean,
Did it change your outlook?
I need more.
Okay.
It's week one. That Bengals team did not play anywhere near like I thought they were going to play. So mm-hmm. I guess I need to see more of a body of work. But
it changed mine.
It did?
Yeah. So. I was worried that the defense wasn't going to be the same good defense that we've seen because Bill Belichick was gone. Even though Gerard Mayo is a defensive guy, I get it. But to me, that was reassuring. Like watching that game yesterday, I don't care if the Bengals are terrible this season. The fact that they went out there and put a full game together, that's all I wanted to see. Like the Bengals need to be a separate entity. Like, just look at how the Patriots played, and to me, they looked okay.
So you're going over the 4.5 wins now?
I'm going over 4.5 wins now.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I was before. I am still there. Mm-hmm. For me, it was the operation. It was DeMarcus Covington calling the defensive plays. It was Van Pelt on offense. It was the special teams coordinator. Don't know his name, but they actually had special teams. It worked. Yeah. Everything worked, and that was the biggest thing for me. Even last year, look at the Eagles, who in the offseason prior to last lost both coordinators. In that week one game against the Patriots was clunky. They had a rough. Even good teams struggle when they have upheaval. This guy, you had DeMarcus Covington for the first time calling defensive plays.
Yep.
Jerod Mayo for the first time the head coach of any team at any level. And Alex Van Pelt for the first time as the offensive coordinator and play caller. And all of it worked. And
yeah.
You're on the road. It was a tough place to play. The Bengals came back, made it a one-possession game. The final drive of that game, we had Bill O'Brien talk about with us about the final drive against Florida State last week where they didn't give the Seminoles the ball back. Mm-hmm. And he said it was just a great, you know, offensive line demolition. Last night or yesterday afternoon in Cincinnati, what the Patriots were able to do with that drive at the end of the game to get those two first downs.
And the three and out that you got from them,
right.
You know, when they were on their 10, 3 minutes left or whatever.
I mean, everybody thinks, you know, Burrow's got the ball. They're going to go down the field, and they didn't.
Yeah, no.
I agree with Courtney. I think it changed my mind in the sense of the defense, right? Because I didn't know what this defense was going to be without Judon, and they looked pretty good. Against Cincinnati, I'm like you, Courtney. Cincinnati's a good football team that, you know, a lot of people had high expectations for prior to the season, and defensively they did a good job. I always like Ramondre Stevenson has always been a good back. He had some big. There was a couple third down runs late in the game where he made guys miss in the backfield where it should have been tackles for losses, but he made guys miss. And his ability to do that, he always seems like he can get out of things. I think that's going to obviously help the offense in general. The passing game.
You got the forced fumble from Duggar.
Yep.
You got one from Cardona.
Yep.
So you got Curtis brought up special teams and Courtney brought up defense. So
situational football, I would say, would be the biggest standout from that game. They understood the specific moments. They had to do things. They didn't give the Bengals any extra opportunities. And – you know, Jacoby Brissett got lucky. There was the awful throw in the intercept that would have been intercepted.
Oh, yeah, that he dropped. That he dropped.
Sort of, you know, that was brought me back to the shades of the pick in the red zone in the preseason. But other than that, it was relatively flawless. Right.
And that's what Mayo's going to be judged on. Mayo's going to be judged on his in-game decisions, situational football things. That's where he's really going to be judged.
Yeah.
Or he's going to be compared to Bill. Like, oh, what would Bill have done here? What would Bill have done in that situation?
Well, Joe Burrow needs to shave his head now, right?
Blonde hair.
If you're losing that game, you've got to shave your head.
Full shave? Yeah, full Curtis?
You can't have that bleach blonde hair if you're losing games.
Okay.
It just is what it is.
The bald life chose me. I didn't choose it.
True. But you're making it popular.
Thank you.
Well, if you're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, you will most likely see a giant smile on the face of Jerod Mayo when he gets here at 8 this morning. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. You'll be able to hear Jacoby Brissett this afternoon on the afternoon show. And it's all about a surprising win week one for the New England Patriots. So,
And you know what surprised me too? So this is going to be very interesting. And I, you know, was the Seattle team. Seattle played really good. The defense looked good. So that's going to be an interesting game in week two.
They are 3.5 point favorites, Sean.
Seahawks.
Into this weekend.
I don't know. Bo Nix looked awful. I mean, he was not good in that game.
Well, I mean, he didn't look great at times, but at times, especially when they were down. When they were down 26 or whatever it was to 13 and he put that drive together, he made some plays with his legs. He made some plays with his arms. I'm just saying, I think Seattle is going to be a better test than Cincinnati was. I don't think Cincinnati, especially offensively, they didn't look good in any way. So it'll be interesting to see how the Patriots host, you know, play at home against Seattle.
All right. This is Derek. Derek, not that Derek. I think it's another Derek. Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys and ladies. I just want to touch on this. The O-line and Jacoby Brissett's time in the league. Wiggy probably knows in this league if you get hit that amount of times that hard back-to-back, it's going to hurt. I mean, it's just a matter of time before he gets seriously hurt. And Drake Mason, I don't know if you guys want to touch on that. I'm a little worried about that.
Wiggy brought it up earlier this morning that that's his one takeaway from this game is when do we see Drake May?
I
don't know whether it's – I mean, you have a pretty tough schedule. Unless you're going to start him against Seattle at home because you want the home fans to see it. I don't
– They're not playing him until week five at the absolute earliest.
Week five is the earliest, you think?
Yeah.
So Miami Sunday, at home or when they're in – is it London against Jacksonville?
I think they're going to start him at home. Yeah. I don't think that they're going to put him out there in London.
No, I think it would either be week five. I don't know the other dates after that, but they win this weekend – halfway to Bills win total through 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Curtis. Yeah. You have a theme this morning.
It's a theme that would have been the case had they lost. It would have been everybody saying they miss Bill, so don't be angry that they win. And I'm saying Bill doesn't matter. Thank you.
All right, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Time, that's an easy one. Tom Petty to start us off this morning from Gillette Stadium with our leads. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. That one's for my guy Ramondre Stevenson running down his dream. Excellent game yesterday by him. But I think the thing that I took away most from this game was that it should put to rest the panic and anger that it seemed was seeping out of some Patriots fans about Gerard Mayo's approach to coaching. Because clearly, these guys were all well-coached. They didn't make a ton of stupid mistakes. As you guys pointed out, they didn't turn the football over. And that, to me, is kind of the biggest deal here, right? Everybody was so concerned between the mental reps and the laissez-faire attitude that it seemed like was going on at camp that, oh, this team's not going to be well-coached. They're going to make a ton of bad mistakes. They're going to be just so awful. And that wasn't the case. They were very smart with the football. They did exactly what they wanted to do. They ran the ball. They were good on defense. I have a lot of hope going forward for the rest of the season. I feel very good about over 4.5 wins.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggy, I think you brought it up a little bit earlier, but you're going to, I mean, it's going to be a lot on Ramondre Stevenson if he's going to have to run the football for 100-plus yards every
right.
single game.
Well, you got to defensively, you're just going to say, load the box and beat us throwing the football. That's, if I'm Seattle, or that's what I would do. That's what I would have did in the second half of the Cincinnati game. I would have said, listen, load the box. Let's not let Ramondre beat us, and let's see if Jacoby Brissett can beat us, because, you know, their passing game was just, you know, was meh at best, right?
Yeah.
So why not put them in a position where you put it more on Jacoby Brissett's shoulders? And I think you're going to see a lot of that.
All right. Thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. For the first time since December 12th, 2022, 12-12, the New England Patriots are over 500 at 1-0. The New England Patriots yesterday were a team looking to win with a score, not looking to settle a score. Yesterday, the team played for their coach, not in spite of them. Yesterday, the coach spoke with the quarterback. What a wonder. Yesterday, you saw a guy who everybody should feel good about in Gerard Mayo, who can rightfully stand here and sit here today and say, nobody believed in me. I was a punchline. Everybody was mocking the timing of my practice schedule. They were mocking the days they got off. They were mocking the mental reps. They were mocking the fact that I got here too soon. I'm just a hire for Kraft to look good. That roster yesterday played for their coach in a way we haven't seen since Bill was dealing with the stupid Spygate nonsense and the team played for him. It was such a vindication for an organization that is not about one man, but about how one man was seeking to use his job for things other than what he was hired to do, which is win football games. And I am so happy for Gerard Mayo. You never get a second chance for a first impression. What yesterday did, and what the players, Courtney said this, what the players did when they won that game told me everything I need to know, that they want Gerard Mayo to be successful and they're going to do whatever they can so he is.
Yeah.
And I thought Jelani Tavai on Friday saying that the Instagram was the talk of the locker room when Bill joined it.
Yeah.
About like, hey, like what the F? Like this guy is doing this. Gerard Mayo, you may like him, you may dislike him, whatever. I don't think he cares, but he is his own man. And I am just so excited that he did it his way. And who knows? They might go 1-16 and I'll look like an idiot. I'll be happy to look like an idiot. I do it often. But I felt truly good for him yesterday and where he is and what he's trying to do.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, I have certainly been mocking the mental reps or the, you know, the
vibe,
the virtual sprints or whatever. Those guys, his style of coaching appears to work very well when it comes to these young players.
It resonated, and obviously, who knows, but it helps to win early because then you don't have all the finger pointing and all that stuff. And just a quick thing I wanted to throw in, my second favorite part of yesterday, was the bum Mike Gesicki doing the gritty on an overturned touchdown. Like, that was just the icing on the cake. What an idiot. What a losing ball player that guy is. That was spectacular.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. We got to take a quick break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to Courtney's lead and to my lead coming up in just a little bit from Gillette Stadium. There's a good friend of the show who's on from time to time, who saved somebody's life over the weekend.
Wow.
During a lobster roll eating contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, saved a man's life. So I'll get to that in my lead. We'll get to the rest of the leads coming up next. We are at Gillette Stadium for the first Patriots Monday of the regular season, and we will be joined by Gerard Mayo here at Gillette Stadium at 8 this morning, and Boomer Esiason, who I'm sure, like the rest of the football world, is shocked by the New England Patriots starting the season with a win, will join us at 8:20. We'll get to They Said It coming up in about 10 minutes or so at 7, and we will certainly talk about what Tyreek Hill said about being cuffed and stuffed, as Wiggy would say, pregame yesterday. But we have some leads remaining. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This week is the 23rd anniversary of 9/11, and once again, Paul Venito, the brain tree, retired flight attendant, is doing Paulie's push. And we always talk about it either on 9/11 or the day after, but I think it's important to follow his journey. He started in Boston at the 9/11 Memorial on August 18th. His goal is to get to Ground Zero in New York City by September 11th, so on Wednesday. And it's just remarkable that he's done this the last 2 years. And this was the first year that I actually dove more into it and realized that he battled a prescription pill addiction for the last 15 years before 2021. And that's why he started doing this. Mm. And he says that that was a result of survivor's guilt. He called out of his routine route on United 175 from Boston to Logan. I mean, sorry, Boston to LA on September 11th, 2001. And so he lost so many coworkers that day, and he felt survivor's guilt. He turned into an addiction. He battled that. He overcame that, and now he is doing that to honor his coworkers and everybody that lost their life on September 11th, 2001. So he is pushing that beverage cart as we speak. He makes a few stops throughout. I saw he was in Rye on his way over the weekend, but he's done it the last couple of years since 2021. So I'm sure he'll be able to make it again, but just unbelievable that he's taken such a tragic, terrible event, battled 15 years, and now is doing something really positive on the other
side. Amazing story.
Yeah, good for
Absolutely
him.
Absolutely amazing story. He might have some inspirational words that he could share with Shime after his relapse on Friday night.
No relapse, had one night, enjoyed a couple chicken wings. No big deal. Boneless wings, Greg. Yeah, I know you'd like that. You're a big boneless wing guy.
It sounded like it was a 20-piece order.
Yeah, I didn't even eat them all. I took some home.
How many did you bring home? Let's be honest. Shine, be honest. How many did you bring home, and what else did you bring home?
I didn't bring home anything else. I just brought home 6 of the wings.
So you ate 14 wings?
Yeah, they're like little nuggets, Courtney.
Yeah, probably. That's
an easy
one. They're
boneless wings. They're little nuggets.
Oh, I'm looking them up online.
They're chicken nuggets. That's an easy put down.
Boneless wings are not chicken nuggets. Boneless wings are long.
Yeah, Courtney,
you're good in the neighborhood.
No, you're thinking of chicken tenders, Courtney.
Yeah,
boneless wings.
Yeah, they're like the little nuggets. You're thinking of little tenders.
No, they're pretty big.
Boneless wings are, from my view, like Buff's says boneless wings. Those are tenders. Boneless, if they're nuggets, they're much smaller.
Yeah, these were just about the size of a nugget, a Chick-fil-A nugget. Yeah.
Are they the 50-cent one?
Yes, exactly. That's why I went.
That's why.
Bargain.
No kidding.
Did you dip them in anything?
Yeah, I used a little bit of ranch, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Who doesn't love ranch?
Oh, boy.
True.
That is not Olivia approved.
Relax, Greg. I completed my diet. I've done a great job. I have been maintaining my weight spectacularly. I wanted to indulge in some 50-cent wings.
All right.
Keep it up, Sean.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Great lead.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So the Patriots, unbelievable job by Gerard Mayo, kind of taking a page out of Bill's book in the sense of on the field stuff, run the football, play good defense, and don't make many mistakes. Great job by him to getting guys to buy in, But one guy who has been changing his whole approach on how people view him is the one Bill Belichick. And another story broke over the weekend about Bill's return to the sidelines in 2025. And I think what's going to happen is his shtick, if that's what you want to call it, kind of wore on these guys the last few years. So, and I think that's why guys got frustrated and annoyed with how he did things, especially when they ain't winning. But now it looks like, because he said he wants to go to the right spot.
Yeah, Adam Schefter said that Bill definitely wants to coach again next season, and that he really wants to pick, you know, I mean, who wouldn't, but he wants to pick a spot that is right for him.
I mean, I think Billy might give him a job, D.C. or BC.
But when you look at...
Well, they said, Adam Schefter said in that report that Bill was offered, I think he used the term a lot of D.C. opportunities and a lot of special advisor, special assistant type of opportunities last season. So it wasn't just the Falcons head coach job that he was offered.
And I bet the Falcons look at like, man, we probably should have went with Bill instead of Raheem Morris. But when you start to look at the potential landing spots, we're all going to have our eyes on Dallas. We're all going to have our eyes on Buffalo, Philadelphia. I obviously talked about the Jets, because what's going to happen in those situations, I think, with teams that the owners have high expectations, and if they don't, coach does not win, he's going to want a guy that can come in, change the culture in the sense of now you have players that are one step away from winning who will buy into the Bill way of doing things. Bill's way works, especially when he's winning or he has a good football team in the sense of wherever he lands. But now I think you're starting to see him on social media, and then with the thing he put in front of him, how do I work this again? And, you know, that other video he put up, it's kind of showing like, oh, Bill is more relatable to some of the younger players, and he'll be cool when we hire him next year. Now the biggest question becomes, where is that spot? And we're going to be all watching these teams.
Well, based on week one, I think it might be the Giants. I mean, it didn't seem like Brian Daboll calling the plays his first week was successful.
Do you think John Mara would finally wisen up? Like, he's tried literally every guy off the Belichick tree.
Yeah.
Then he would finally hire Bill at the end of the season?
I don't know if Bill would go there, though. I don't know, because they don't have a ton of talent. Their quarterback situation's in disarray. And I think Bill wants it. And even what's the report is, like, he wants to go someplace where he can know he can walk in and maybe move a few pieces around, and he has a legitimate competitive football team.
The Eagles are that team. If that opens up, that is the perfect
marriage.
That's
the spot for him is the Eagles, yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Yesterday, there was a Hampton Beach lobster roll eating competition up at Wiggy's favorite beach. And Governor Sununu was there, a very good friend of the program. And during the competition, a contestant began to choke on the lobster or the roll or both. And Governor Sununu sprang into action and immediately instituted the Heimlich maneuver and saved that man's life.
Oh, wow.
What a good thing.
I want to.
If only Notre Dame had him on the sideline.
I want to commend our guy, Governor Sununu. He was my governor, and he's moving into the private sector. But before he is done with public service, he has actually saved a life.
Wow!
And good on Governor Sununu.
Is there video of this?
There may be video. I was not able to find any this morning, but he did mention that. And Shime, this is right up your alley and my alley. After choking, the contestant resumed the competition and put down another 7 lobster rolls.
Wow.
Respect.
After choking on one right in the middle of
Sununu's versatility is unmatched. Going from having shots with Ty to saving lives.
That's right. He did shots with you and Ty Law, and then he's saving lives weeks later. Unbelievable.
His versatility is unmatched.
All right. We're at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. That means Gerard Mayo will join us at 8, and Boomer Esiason will join us at 8:20. Before that, though, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.